In this bulletin, a Hollywood film star speaks out over a film set shooting tragedy. Victoria to follow New South Wales' lead and abolish hotel quarantine from November. And Sport Integrity Australia investigates multiple allegations of harassment in football. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Alec Baldwin has spoken out about the incident in which a cinematographer was killed by a prop gun fired by the Hollywood star. Mr. Baldwin says his heart is broken over the death of 42-year-old Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in New Mexico. In a statement on social media, Mr. Baldwin says there are no words to convey the shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague. Ms. Hutchins was transported by helicopter to the University of Mexico Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The film's director, Joel Souza, was wounded and taken by ambulance to a local hospital. The 63-year-old is a co-producer of Rust, a Western movie set in 1880s Kansas, and also plays a character in the production. The sheriff's office says no charges have been filed and the investigation remains open and active. 16 people have been killed in an explosion and fire at a gunpowder factory in Russia. The explosion hit the elastic factory about 270 kilometres southeast of Moscow. Emergency authorities say the threat of further explosions has now been eliminated. Officials initially said the blast killed 7 people and left 9 missing, but hours later announced that all of those missing were dead. One person was hospitalised with serious injuries. According to the Emergency Ministry, 170 workers and 50 vehicles have been involved in dealing with the fire. The ministry says the blast was caused by an unspecified failure during the production process. Leaders at a European Union summit in Brussels have encouraged member states to maintain an open political dialogue, listen to each other, and deliver solutions. It is likely to be German Chancellor Angela Merkel's last European summit as she departs, leaving behind unfinished tasks for her successor. European Council President Charles Michel says discussing problems and avoiding ambiguities is the way forward.
It's important indeed to address politically and to have a political dialogue. And that's why I can repeat that we felt yesterday a strong political message from many leaders.
And the EU has postponed the next round of free trade talks with Australia, again amid tension over a cancelled submarine contract with France. Back home now, and Victoria is scrapping quarantine for fully vaccinated travellers arriving from overseas, bringing the state's settings in line with New South Wales. Travellers will no longer need to quarantine either at home or in hotels if they are fully vaccinated, but they must test negative to COVID-19 before their flight and again 24 hours after arrival. The change will come into effect on November 1st. Tasmania has announced it will also reopen its borders on December 15 to people who are fully vaccinated. To sport, authorities have confirmed they're investigating multiple complaints of abuse, harassment and bullying at the elite levels of Australian football. Sport Integrity Australia and Football Australia have released details of an independent complaints and reports handling investigation and disciplinary framework. Sport Integrity Australia will receive submissions from November 1st through to January 31st next year. Any person aware of a potential policy breach is encouraged to make submissions during this reporting window. Matilda's coach Tony Gustafsson insists the allegations of harassment and abuse within the national setup have not threatened preparations for the team's first game on home soil in almost 2 years.
I want to show the respect and support to everyone that is in the middle of the centre of this. I understand how challenging that is for everyone, including the ones that love our game and love our team. I also want to make sure that I'm very clear on the well-being of the players and the staff in the team is the number one priority for us. And we need to do everything in our power to make sure we create a safe and inclusive environment in the Matildas.
The complaints also include child abuse, endangering the safety of a child, sexual misconduct and unlawful discrimination. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 25. Adelaide, a possible morning shower and 19. Melbourne, a shower or two, 17. Hobart, rain and possible heavy falls, 15. Canberra, an afternoon shower and possible storm, 26. Wollongong, a late shower or possible storm, also 26. Sydney, much the same, 26 degrees. Newcastle, early fog and a late storm, 29. Brisbane, a shower or two, developing, 31. Cairns partly cloudy 33, and Darwin similar conditions 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.